Hi, I'm welcoming you at my channel, and we are gathered here to talk more about information technologies and expand our knowledge in this field. As I promised in the previous video, today we're gonna dive deeper into backend programming language, and today we will talk about Java. This video will help you understand what is Java, where it can be used, what can you actually do with this programming language. Also, I will tell you some of the companies that are using Java in their backend stack. Also, we're gonna cover the average salary of the Java backend developer and many, many more. So stay tuned and let's jump immediately into today's topic. Java is the world's most popular programming language, and by a good reason. It's not only because Java is versatile, so it uses spans from smartphones to smart cards, but also the reason is that Java is being used by developers for over 20 years. What makes Java so versatile is Java Virtual Machine. With many development languages, compiling program creates code that may run differently if the computers it's run on are different. Java is extremely popular with desktop and business software development, but it is less beginner-friendly like, for example, Python. This is because Java is verbose and requires more code to build out features. As a result, it is less rewarding to those who are just starting out. That said, Java's long-standing popularity and varied use mean that its community is very large, and consequently, any questions you may have about the language itself, you can Google in different forums and find multiple threads where people are sharing their knowledge, where people are sharing how they solve similar issues to yours. And now let's talk what can we do with Java as backend programming language. And I want to share some of the basic stuff here, because actually the usage of Java is really huge. So we can use Java for mobile development, and here we talk about Android. You can use it for your website, but be careful here, because if your website doesn't need to perform some complicated functions or doesn't require complicated feature, maybe it will be good to reconsider your backend programming language here. Meanwhile, use Java if you decided to do so. It can be used for website creation. Also, we can use Java for database connectivity. Also, we can use Java for image processing and networking as well. While we are talking about Java, I would really like to mention companies that are using Java in their stack. And I'm sure you would not be surprised to hear the names like Airbnb, Uber, Pinterest, Evernote, HubSpot, Fitbit, LinkedIn, Groupon. They're all using Java for their backend stack, and by good reasons. I can't imagine a conversation about backend programming without mentioning the salary of the Java backend developer. So I will share with you rough ballpark numbers of salaries, which are based on the Google search. It's public information. You can Google it as well. It really depends on the region where you're living, and also it depends on the company and the level of your knowledge of your experience while using Java. So we are talking here about some rough numbers. So basically, The average salary of Java developer is going to range from 78 to 57 to 100,000 per year, and we are talking about dollars. But as I said, it's very ballpark, because if you are a really good professional, your salary can be way higher. If you're just the beginner, it can be smaller, and so on and so forth. It depends on the company. If it's just a startup, you should find out if they can afford you as a specialist in Java programming. Moreover, what is important to mention that we are all from different countries, and each country has its own tax regulation, so it's going to influence on your salary as well. So before you start your career in Java, I do recommend you to find out these questions from your future employer, as well as cover the topic of taxes, who is going to compensate those. Because if we talk about, for example, Europe, you will not be surprised to hear that around 50 to 60, 40% of salary, it just goes to taxes. Meanwhile, in different countries, it can be completely different. So my biggest recommendation for you would be to Google information about the salaries of Java developer, depending on your level, junior, middle, or senior, and then talk directly to the company who's going to employ you, on which basis and what salary they gonna offer. Also, I wanted to share from my experience when I was given a lessons in IT school. I met students who started learning Java, and I would say those who were the most dedicated, those who were ready to spend their time, their energy into learning, they succeeded. Those who were lazy and those who were thinking that this is an easy path, they definitely sucked at it. And it really depends on the person. It really depends on you. If you're willing to learn Python, you will learn Python. If you're willing to learn Java, you will do it. If you're willing to launch your rocket into space, you're gonna do it. So just be persistent, and it's just common knowledge that Java is considered to be one of the most difficult languages. It is so. You can ask any developer about it. It will not be a rocket science. Meanwhile, I would really like to deliver the message that everything starts from your perception of the situation. And if you know that you would like to connect your life with programming, Java would definitely be a good core for this. And once you cover questions about Java, you would definitely cover questions in other programming languages way faster, because your knowledge will be broadened. So I wish you luck. I wish you to stick to your goal and be determined, and just enjoy what you do and do it with pleasure, and be eager to learn, and don't afraid to ask questions, don't afraid to talk to developers who already in this industry. You can simply start conversation in LinkedIn, you can simply start conversation in forum. Many people are more than willing to share their knowledge completely for free, to give you recommendation, to give you advice, to guide you. So you're not here alone. So even if you are studying online on your own without courses, find those people who are already in the industry, or surround yourself with the like-minded people who are learning Java as a back-end language, for example, and you can create your own community. Even two of you can already inspire each other, motivate, and probably the question you have, your partner can find the answer for. And what is amazing about all of these courses and online information, that basically you don't need to find a like-minded person somewhere just nearby you in terms of location. So use internet. It has tons of resources where you can meet people with the same interests, and it doesn't matter where you live, in the United States, in Canada, in Europe. Be united, stick to your goal, and I'm sure that you can succeed here. I really hope that you enjoyed today's video about Java programming language, and if you did, like the video just below, click on the button subscribe so you wouldn't miss our next video that is going to be dedicated to backend languages as well, and simply enjoy the learning process.